Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this Friday night. With me, Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman, and you. Our number is 855-500-7445. And I just saw here a Amber Alert, and we're going to have Bobby Dooley back on. But you know about these, right, Margaret?
Well, the Amber, you said you got a very jarring alarm.
I did. I got an Amber Alert on my phone, and I don't know how many of you guys are getting these. I had no idea. I'm happy to get them. I don't really, I'm fine with it. The Amber Alert is sent to all kinds of receiving and all kinds of platforms, all kinds of devices that can receive it, and one of them is the iPhone, which I have, and last week, an Amber Alert was issued for this young lady that was just recovered, this young girl that went through this horrific ordeal in San Diego. And when it did get issued and it was received by my phone, it's quite a loud alarm, okay? So it's like, boom, you know, it'll wake you up. It'll get your attention. There's no question about it. Now we've had an Amber Alert issued tonight here in the state of California for a couple of kids that are missing and possibly in danger of physical harm or death, and they have been taken, allegedly, by their father. So that's sick, man. I want to get Bobby Dooley on the phone here to talk a little bit about that and other issues. Our number is, as I mentioned, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. If you have a backstage pass, you know that you're able to watch our show via the videocast Phil TV tonight. If you're not, you're aware of that. Maybe you're listening on the radio someplace. If you don't, you can not only watch the videocast, you can listen to the podcast the following day of our show. You can listen to archival podcasts. You can listen to 5,000 hours of archived audio. We're finally getting all that audio chronicled and cataloged. It's a big, big job because we have the largest group. We have the largest collection of single radio show audio of any website in the world. We have close to 5,000 hours of full shows that go back over 10 years. So it's nuts. But it's a long process. And it was interesting when we were getting the website redesigned and we were moving it to a new platform. And the guys said to me, well, this is going to take us, you know, X number of days. And guess what? It took months, because what happened was I said to them, what's going on with the website? Why is it taking so long? I said, Phil, we had no idea, man. We had no idea. I said, well, you knew how much material we had. They said, yes, we did, but we didn't know. It's a huge amount of material. We had to migrate all of that over to a new platform. We did it and got all kinds of links repaired, and now it's just a matter of cataloging the rest of it. We've got a lot of it cataloged, but we need to do the rest. So it's quite a place to go and explore. It's philhenryshow.com, and with a backstage pass, there you are, man. We think one of the greatest radio shows ever in the history of this world, and it's right there at your fingertips. All right, 855-500-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from Western Estates, California this evening. Bobby, how are you?
Well, we're good, Phil, insofar as we can be, yeah.
So another Amber Alert.
Yes, and I wanted to comment on your, you pointed out something I think very good. You said that, and you can hear the sirens going behind us.
Are you in the area of this Amber Alert? I mean, are there cops?
No, that is probably the television set, but I don't know whether that's the news they're reporting or what. What is that, Justin? My son is watching. Is that the Amber Alert? Is that the Amber Alert? The one that they just done? So what we're doing, Phil, right now is monitoring the situation. But one of the points that I think you made that bears repeating, and I would repeat it to your audience, is that the Amber Alerts that are being issued are, while it's important to make sure that we recover our children, there's no question about that, I think they're going to have to use something a bit less, as you use the word very well, less jarring, less of an assault on the nervous system because it is such an affront. And I don't know, do you remember getting that Amber Alert last week?
Yeah, I mean, it was loud. It was, there's no, I didn't even know what it was because for reasons that probably are entirely my fault, I just was not aware that I was going to be getting Amber Alerts on my phone. But I heard this thing. It was like no alarm and no ringer and nothing that I've ever set up on my phone. It was completely different. And I looked down at the screen, and the message had this big exclamation point. And
almost like a traffic cone or something, it looked like to me.
Yeah, kind of a traffic cone thing, but it was all just bang, you know, Amber Alert. And I was in the middle of something, and I didn't have a chance to read it, but I realized there was some message there. As it turned out, it only stayed on the screen for a period of time. By the time I got to it, it had vanished, the actual message. But I come to find out that, that's what it was.
Well, the Amber Alert itself, though, when you got the alarm, you made the point. It's extremely jarring. It's very much an assault on the nervous system. You are taken a little bit aback by the assumption of that, and Phil, there is no one, there is no mother, there is no wife in this world that is more concerned for the well-being of her family than me. You can ask my husband, you can ask my boys, you can ask my friends. I am like a dog, like a guard dog when it comes to my husband and my three boys. No one, and I mean no one, goes near my family and hopes to leave the experience uninjured if they are meaning harm. So I'm very, very protective. But having said that, when I am engaged in some activity or just doing something and someone comes up to me with a police siren or a bullhorn or a loud, you know how some children are, they'll come up to you with a horn and blow it in your ear, and to me, that's what it is.
All right, well, I mean, I'm. So what exactly are you saying?
My wife cheated on
Steve's here, you know.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Miss Jane. My wife's trying to think on the nervous system, you know.
Thank you, Steve, because
you're saying it's an assault on the nervous system.
Yeah, I'm saying it's an assault on the nervous system that, and God forgive me for saying this, but I know there's a lot of women that feel this way, a lot of men that feel this way, that causes you to not want to deal with it. In other words, I hear this loud sound.
I like that.
Steve, don't do that, please.
All right, what was that?
That was Steve.
I'm sorry, Mr.
That was Steve doing a, was that a horn?
Doing the horn.
Don't do that, honey, if you don't mind. What he was trying to do, do you have the other klaxon?
Got a klaxon.
If he does that, you talk about jarring. Please don't have him do that in the background.
Yeah, Mr. Andrew said don't do that. If you have the klaxon.
I got a klaxon.
All right, this is the klagel that Steve has. I don't know if this is exactly what. Did you hear that? That's the wrong.
I'm a klagel.
That's better. Did you hear that, Phil?
That's a foghorn.
No, that's called, it's a foghorn, okay, but we call it the klagel. And the reason why is because it has, did you hear that? Boys, turn the TV down if you don't mind. My sons are home. And
all right, I understand. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here. We'll get back to them in a moment as we talk about Amber Alerts and the Amber Alerts. And I don't know how many of you guys have received these on your telephone. I don't know if you've received these to the Amber Alerts recently, but they're quite loud. I don't have a problem, though, with how loud they are or how jarring they are, because, after all, we are talking about missing kids. But the Dooleys are on here talking a little bit tonight about these things and how maybe they can be muted or done away with. Or they're saying that these Amber Alerts are so jarring and so loud on the phone, they make you not want to deal with them. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show at 855-500-7445 and online at philhenryshow.com. And we'll be back with you and the Dooleys here on Amber Alerts in just a moment. Hello. All right, welcome back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show. And And the Dooley's with us here as we continue this discussion of Amber Alerts. You guys had an example of an Amber Alert, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, that I think you have this example of this. You say an example of an Amber Alert, and forgive me, I'm not trying to say that it isn't, but it's not the one that I got, and it doesn't sound to me like I don't recognize it. It's extremely loud. It's extremely obnoxious, and it. Even though the one that I got was pretty loud, it was an alert sound.
So the one we have, go ahead, Steve. Please.
That's one we got. That's how Flower saying it.
Hold on for a minute. Steve, they can't understand.
I'm sorry, can you hear? Gonna do it?
Yeah.
Is that, that's it?
No, that's not it.
That's the one that Steve, turn it off, Steve. Turn it off. That's the one that he said.
No, that's not the one that I got.
It might have been the Chinese gong.
I think it was the Chinese gong is what the... But in any event...
Where are you guys getting these sounds?
This is what came off of Steve's phone.
Yeah.
Well, it may be some kind of sound that he's got on the phone. It doesn't mean it's being sent by law enforcement on Amber Alerts.
It might be a sound that's coming off your phone, but it's not Amber Alert.
I don't know what it could be.
Okay, you guys, let's stick to the point here. The point is the Amber Alert that you guys are complaining about, you say, is jarring, and you made a comment that I think needs to be addressed. You said that the Amber Alert is so loud and so jarring, it makes you not want to deal with it.
Well, Phil, I think to get to the point here, I don't want people to misunderstand. I am in favor of recovering lost children. But if I am being held back from doing that, if I am being restrained from doing that, because someone has made a very, very serious mistake in creating a kind of alert or sound or alarm that is so jarring, that is so immobilizing. And I think that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about a sound that immobilizes the will to save a child, because all you want to do and the thing that preempts your will to save that child is the desire to stop the noise, to stop the sound from, at any cost, to stop the sound from coming into your ears and creating this discomfort that makes you crazy. And I think that's really what I'm talking about. And you're saying you did not have that experience.
Not in the least. Not in the least. I had a very, very loud and a very noticeable alarm. One that I'd never heard before, and one that definitely got my attention. It didn't create in me the reaction that it created in you.
Well, then I would say that you're decidedly in the minority, because I talked to Catherine Bergen, I talked to Emma and Karen Matroll, I talked to the Effinger sisters, I talked to Janet Greeley, and a number of other women that are on our board and steering committee for the Fall Tacular, all of them to a woman, okay, said that the Amber Alert alarm was one that created such panic in them and fear that rather than wanting to save the child, they were inclined to want to save themselves, which I thought was kind of almost humorous, you know, until they gave me the reasons.
Yeah, well, it does sound humorous. Save themselves from what? From the noise?
No, save themselves from whatever is going to come next. And I laughed, but I didn't get any laughs back. Everyone was staring at me.
Where was this, by the way?
Not at homeowners.
Yeah, it was at our homeowners association meeting, but it was the steering committee.
The steering committee on a fall tactic, Mr. Harry, was mostly.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had all of these women there that were, you know, that were sitting around talking about this Amber Alert, and you laughed about it, and they weren't laughing.
No, they were not laughing. They were not laughing. They were essentially looking at me and saying, you know, are you serious? When we heard that you didn't
take a deep breath, Ms. Dooley.
Sorry.
Daddy, want to get a drink of water? You want a drink of water, honey?
Yeah, it didn't. I'm awfully sorry, Phil. It did not create in me the need to dive away as it did them.
Well, all right. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Our number 855-500-7445. Your reaction to this Amber Alert is what? You want to have it changed?
Well, I think you need to opt out. And yes, there is an opt out.
Yeah, there's an opt out option.
There is an opt out option, but I don't want to do that. I am not interested in not being where the action is when one of our children has been abducted, Mr. Henry. No can do, as the boys say. I am right there front and center. I want to be there or be square. I want to be in the middle of the fray. I want to be in the middle of it.
Hold on. I've got to see, because now I have to apologize to my... Hold on for just a minute, ma'am, okay?
Hold on for just a minute.
I told my videocast listeners tonight, Bud, in the pre-show that we would not enter another quarter hour with the audio muted, and there it was.
I know about it.
You're the guy that's supposed to keep an eye on it. And there was the audio muted, and my entire videocast audience has been let down, lied to, and once again, they've had to deal with about 10 minutes of a segment muted. And I'm telling you that you've got to pay attention to that. Do you understand?
Bud, you have to understand, because they gave Phil no end of hell over this. No end of hell.
And I was also... What is that disturbing hissing sound? All right. And I was also talked to about this by our operations guy, Alex Cohen, and now I have to look into the camera and apologize to you guys. We had muted audio through that whole segment.
What about the people on the radio?
The people on the radio will understand. Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley are on hold right now. But I'm going to have a whole lot of people pissed off again tonight because of that. So I don't want to see that again. Do you understand? What is that supposed to mean?
He doesn't care, Phil.
I care, but...
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, I apologize.
That's perfectly all right, Phil.
All right, so what is the solution here? You've got an Amber Alert sound that is bugging you no end. You've got an Amber Alert sound that is... That you don't want to hear because it's jarring to the nervous system.
What we have suggested is to the people that are issuing the Amber Alerts that they go with something less jarring. We suggested the Chinese gong. We suggested the foghorn. We suggested a whistle or the old-fashioned Bronx cheer. Steve, what's the Bronx cheer?
That's where you go like... No, that's not it. You go... Like that, but that's childish.
That is childish.
That is childish. And, you know, we're talking about something really serious here.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. I don't need to be reminded of that. So we're in a bit of a catch-22 right now, but what we do need is for them to understand that if they continue jarring my nervous system and my husband's, that we will not feel inclined to go look for a kid that's lost. We're going to be doing what our instinct was to do the other night, which was to hide in a closet. I'm sorry?
That sounds crazy. I would think that if we're looking for a child that's lost, you know, we would want to look for a child that's lost regardless.
I totally agree, Mr. Henry, and I told my wife about it, but I just got to say, if I hear that noise one more time, I've got to come unglued, and my mind's going to come undone.
We're at risk here, Phil. We're very nervous people to begin with. My husband takes a downer. I don't know what it's called.
What do you mean a downer?
I didn't mean to say a downer. He takes a mild sedative.
What is it with you guys with downer? That's like drug talk.
I'm sorry. He takes a sedative. I take uppers.
You take speed.
Well, I take a handful of uppers. I don't take a handful of uppers. I do take some stimulant. But my point is that we are already on edge, and I'm ready to come out of my skin at any second, what with all of the things that we've got going on. So,
well, I don't know that whoever is in charge of that is going to be in much of a hurry to get it changed, but I appreciate the dilemma, folks. I have heard the Amber Alert. It wigged me out a little bit, but it sure as hell didn't cause me to want to hide in a closet or change my mind about helping a lost kid because it was so jarring and such an alert, you know, such an assault on the nervous system. The Phil Henry Show here, And if you've heard that Amber Alert, if you have your cell phone on, generally it should be pumping through the cell phone, but you can opt out of it if you want to. I haven't. I'll keep them coming in. I know what it sounds like. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. We're going to come and wrap up here this final half hour with our panel of Ms. Gray, Leonard, and Dickman on the news of the day. And again, my apologies to our videocast viewers for that inexcusable muting of the audio. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So we come to the conclusion of our first week of reboot, baby, and it's a challenge. It's been a challenging summer. It's been a challenging. Can I tell you, man? You know, this is a radio show unlike any other, and as a result, certain challenges come with it. A lot of good stuff has been happening this week, though. A lot of good stuff. I wish I could share it with you, but I can't. But I will. And if you have a backstage pass, by the way, if you are watching our pre-show on our videocast, for instance, I get into all kinds of stuff on the show. I tell people all kinds of dirty, filthy, rotten rumors and, you know.
No, you don't get into anything.
Yes, I do get into stuff.
Well, what I'm saying is...
You're not going to do any, you know, slandering.
What do you mean slandering? You mean slander?
Yeah, it's not about slander.
No, I'm not going to slander anybody. You nuts? I don't need to get sued. But we do talk crap. Speaking of crap, we're going to be at the NAB. I'm joking around. We are going to be at the NAB.
See, that's why a lot of people have a problem with you.
Nobody's got a problem with any. All the people, the nice people, have no problem with me. We'll be at the NAB in in September in Orlando, Florida, the National Association of Broadcasters. I'm going to be on a panel with Tory Ryder and with John Fuseliang and with a few others. We're going to be talking about storytelling. And then I think I'm going to be at the Talkers thing here in L.A. So you folks out there in Radio Land, I am doing everything I can to get out there into the radio community to tell them what's wrong, you know, to try to save them. But I don't know. It's only so much one man can do.
Yay.
Thank you very much. All right. Welcome back, and it has been a great week. And again, I can't say it enough. I thank our affiliates. I thank our sponsors. I thank my audience. I thank you. My BSPs, I thank you. I thank all of you. You're an amazing group, and you're why I do this. Well, not really. Now then.
Well, what is that supposed to be? Of course you do it for your audience.
I do it for me, and then I do it for the audience.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, you gotta see, you do it for, you gotta do it on an audience. Yeah, what's that mean, Mr. Henry?
It means you got to do it for yourself first. If you do it for the audience, if you're doing it for the audience exclusively, you're making a big mistake because you're not even taking into consideration what you want to do. And you have to take that into consideration. Otherwise, you're going to suck even more than you already do. Now, that's enough about that.
Can I read something? This is very important, and I wish we did have that alert sound, because I had wanted to get an alert sound here in the studio, Phil. I don't know. Bud, do you have that?
I got the secondary alert sound.
Well, then let's go with the secondary alert sound, Bud Dickman. Go ahead. Phil, this just in, syphilis has increased in Kansas City by 150%. So... File that, bud.
Yeah.
What?
That's what you gave me an alert. Are you guys, is that a joke or something?
No, that is not a joke. Do you know that syphilis can tear the brain apart?
Yes, I do know that. So what's with the cow?
I wanted some... You're talking about an Amber Alert, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to have an alert for syphilis being up 150% in Kansas City?
Mr. Henry, you got a lot of listeners in Kansas City. If you look on a Facebook fan page.
I got a lot of listeners in Kansas City. That's fantastic. That's great. But I don't think it warrants some kind of a cow moo over a phone, whatever the hell it is. You know, see, you guys think you're being funny.
I don't think I was looking for an alarm, Phil, and you don't have one.
Try to find an alarm, Mr. Henry.
Here, you want an alarm? I got an alarm for you. Here. Here's an alarm. There, go ahead.
What is that?
That's a dive alarm from a submarine. You never heard that? Dive, dive. Dive, dive.
Boy, somebody ought to sit you down and...
put a cold compress on your forehead or something.
Hey, let me tell you something, smartass, and you too. You guys are talking about an alarm. That's an alarm.
All right, fine. Here. Buddy, you ready?
Yeah.
This just in. Syphilis is up 150% in Kansas City. This just in, or whatever you... What would I say?
Margaret Gray reporting.
Margaret Gray reporting. Oh, you think it's funny. See, I want the record to show, ladies and gentlemen, that the host of the show, Phil Hendry, is sitting here going, you think that's funny?
I think the way you dealt with it is very funny. I think the way you dealt with it is very funny.
Well, I'm saying I wasn't perfect, but I think that it's a health alert, you know, as opposed to like a little kid that has been stolen.
As far as I'm concerned, a little kid that's been stolen, an Amber Alert is the most important thing. We can do alerts for that. Everything else, I don't give a sweet you-know-what. I could care less. I mean, I'm sorry that syphilis is up 150% in Kansas City, but that's not what I call stop the press's news.
So, in other words, what you're saying, essentially, and I want everyone in Kansas City to hear this, that syphilis is up in Kansas City is just another day at the office. Is that it?
Yeah, you're saying, oh, wow. Wow!
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're saying everybody's walking around in Kansas City and... God.
Are you? I'll say it, if he doesn't want to say it. You're saying everyone in Kansas City is walking around with the drip, aren't you? Look, I want the record to show he's laughing.
I'm not laughing. You were laughing.
No, I wasn't. Are you saying that it's a normal state of affairs for everyone to be walking bull-legged in Kansas City?
Are you going to the toilet?
Yes, I am. I'm disgusted.
Well, I'm disgusted with you.
Why is that?
Bringing that stuff up. Everybody in Kansas City's walking around bull... Hey, you know what? Hey, here we go.
Come on, Phil. Quit making a joke out of it.
You made the joke out of it. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to report this news. Everyone's walking bull-legged in Kansas City.
You'll pay for that.
Oh, I'll pay for that, will I, huh? You'll pay for that. What are you, Rocky and Bullwinkle or something? Yes, the drip is run amok in Kansas City.
Go ahead and laugh it up, laughing boy.
You guys are going to have to learn something about news. That's the problem here. It hasn't got nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. This has to do with whether you know anything at all about the news business, about what news is and what news isn't. News, as I've always said, is the intersection between what is important and what is interesting. What is important and what is interesting. Unfortunately, that's what news is. I know it probably doesn't make people smile, and we have all kinds of news junkies that are going to go, "Ooh, you, Phil, you know." And there's people that don't like infotainment, and there's people that that are decrying the evolution of the news business into this kind of happy talk or whatever. I don't know. I can't tell you guys. It is what it is. But I will say this, and it's something I've always said. There is a time and a place.
What the hell are you doing?
Boredom alert. Boredom alert. Yes, Mr. Henry.
Get out of here with that, will you? Boredom alert.
Boredom alert.
Hold on. I don't care if you're bored. News and information is the intersection, as I say, as to what's important and what is interesting. And to you or to I, there may be a story that's important and interesting. But unless it's interesting to a large amount of people, you know, maybe I ought to amend that and say it's what is important to a large amount of people and what's interesting to a large amount of people. So there has to be numbers backing that up. And how do we find this out? Well, we find it out by, who's actually winning when it comes to the race to get viewers or listeners. I heard a guy say once that news is now a product. It's no longer news, it's a product. It's how you package it. It's how you report it. And I agree. It scares me too. When I read a story and I can't get to the who, what, when, where, or why within the first two paragraphs, I'm reading a story that I don't want to read. Maybe that's what gets people to read that garbage, but I don't want to read it. I don't want to read it. If you look at a story here's the Amber Alert. The Amber Alert, that's about as important as it gets. If you're screwing around with that, if you're editorializing with that, if you've got some jive ass on that beat, some jackball that wants his byline prominent, some guy that wants to make sure that he's the star and not the story, you're running the risk of getting some children killed. So no news agency worth its weight is going to let anybody screw around with an Amber Alert story. And you will find in an Amber Alert story, the five, what is it, who, what, when, where, why. Who, what, when, where, why. The five questions are asked and answered in an Amber Alert story because they cannot afford to play it stupid. Well, it was at one time, those five questions were answered no matter what the story. Because that's what I want. I'm reading news, right? I don't give a crap what the guy's opinion is. Who? There's two children. What? They've been abducted. Where? In California. And they give the location. When? It happened Friday night. Why? Because the father and the mother have abducted these children because there's a court order to stay away from the little boy because the little girl was a ward of the state of Nevada. And obviously these people are looking to abduct these children and take them to Mexico. That's what the authorities think. So all of those questions are answered, and they don't mess around, and they don't play it like Harvey Levin at TMZ standing around with the kids and, hey, anybody want to get a Yoo-hoo? And let's talk about how big Kim Kardashian's ass is this week. You know, because it's not fluff. It's very, very important, and they get that out. You understand what I'm saying?
Phil, you don't have to convince me. I'm a long-time journalist. I'm just saying that Harvey Levin is one of the most important, he is one of the most important people in news gathering today. He is exciting. He is, I don't know, I can't.
Harvey Levin, the guy that runs TMZ.
Yes, the guy that runs TMZ. The sweaters belie the very important instincts that he has. He wears a sweater. He leans on his hands. He listens intently to the young people. But what's going on between those ears, I think, is exciting.
Well, Harvey Levin is a guy that pioneered the TMZ website. He pioneered entertainment news as we know it online, so I will give him that. I don't know what the hell else is so exciting about it. All right. What now?
It was a boredom alert.
Get out of here with a boredom alert, okay?
I told him to do that.
You told him or David?
I did. I'm sorry. I overstepped my bounds.
I'll say you did. All right, so we've got that story, and...
What about a syphilis in Kansas City?
What about it?
Do they do the who, what, when, where, why on that? Because I'm not sure they did.
On which story?
On the syphilis in Kansas City story. Was it the who, what, when, where, why?
Well, you're the ones that brought it into the show, guys. You're the ones that brought it into the show.
Well, I don't know anything about...
You're the journalist. Okay, who...
Yeah, who? Syphilis.
No, that's not who. That's what. Who is the 150%? Who? 150. There's people out there who've got syphilis. What? 150% increase in syphilis. Where? Kansas City. Why? That's the one question they don't answer.
Well, I think three guesses and the first two don't count. Why?
Yeah, you're in Kansas City, and they're not taking showers.
It says here more young people are carrying the sexually transmitted disease syphilis in Kansas City this year. According to the health department, from May to June, the amount of cases jumped 150%. The majority of cases were found among men under the age of 35. About half of those infected with syphilis are also co-infected with HIV. Oh, man. You guys have got to clean your act up there in KC, baby.
Can't they do some kind of a promotion with the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the football team?
Yeah, what about it?
What do you mean, what about it?
Yeah, they could get the Kansas City Chiefs to say, yeah, this is the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't get syphilis. Yeah, take a shower.
Well, it's something, Phil.
The majority of cases were found among men under the age of 35. Hi, we're the Kansas City. We got to take a break. What the hell are we doing? We'll be right back. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry there, by everybody back at the studio. I'm supposed to be taking a break, and I'm yammering on here about... it's okay. It's a floater.
What does floater mean?
Never mind. So anyway, you guys, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 855-500... 7445. We will be right back with more on KC.
Yeah.
Woo! Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. That's also world famous because we have more there than you can shake your thing at, man. Get a backstage pass. Join us here online at philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard here with us, and you. And it has been just a fantastic week. I've enjoyed the whole damn thing, man. We've got one other story, and I was going to do this earlier, and I don't know why I did. Not probably because we had too much else going on. Kim Kardashian to Katie Couric, you're a two-faced bitch. Margaret, do you know what this is about?
Well, I think this is about the usual. Kim Kardashian is acting, for all the world, I think, like she's some kind of a cherry. And by that, I mean she's acting as if she doesn't know what time it is out on the street. Okay?
What are you talking about, no time on the street?
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Well, let's drop the urban speak and just...
I'm not doing urban speak. I'm saying Kim Kardashian is acting like she's some kind of a punk on the yard. That's all.
Yeah, she's acting like a punk on the yard.
What do you mean, punk on the yard? You want me to do this? Kim Kardashian...
I'll do it, thank you. Kim Kardashian is saying that Katie Couric, she doesn't like fake media friends. And I'm saying to Kim, wherever you are tonight, Kim, you don't get it. All media friends are fake. Kim Kardashian is reeling, and I mean reeling. And I've talked to people close to her. She is having difficult time even... I mean, this is a woman that is already carrying around that big... I'm sorry for saying this, Phil, but she's carrying around that big rear end. So she's already out of breath. What are you laughing at?
You're talking about out of breath.
Would you tell him to shut up?
Well, that's a pretty funny thing you're saying.
Well, I don't mean to be funny. I'm being very serious. Kim Kardashian is hauling around that big ass, excuse my French, and that would leave anyone winded. Now she's needing to sit down for 30 minutes, 45 minutes at a stretch. Why? Because Katie Couric slammed her in an interview on Thursday despite sending her a baby gift for the child Northwest.
What's that?
That's the baby.
That's where the baby is. But
that's the baby's name. Are you guys idiots or something? Kanye West, get it? Northwest?
No, I don't understand. But the baby was born in the Northwest.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then quit giving me lip and listen. The baby is named Northwest. Okay?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, where have you cats been, man? They named the kid like weeks ago.
They're idiots. In any event, Katie Couric sent a baby gift for Northwest, and Kim Kardashian thought, well, I'm in tight with Katie Couric. This is going to be fantastic. You know, I've got my BBF out there on my BFF and my BBF, which is my best bisexual friend, which I don't know. Maybe that's what she means.
When did she call Katie Couric a bisexual?
Well, she didn't, but I mean, she said BBF.
If she said BBF.
Well, she didn't, so she's her BFF, right?
I don't like BFF.
Yeah, I don't either. It sounds too much like, but you know what?
You guys are really children. I'm telling you, I don't know how I'm going to get through this show with you nuts. I really don't.
Oh, look at you. Are you too good for us, Bud?
Hey, you're too good for us, Mr. Henry.
Shut up. You don't have to say BFF. I don't like it. It sounds like but. You know that you're going to put my ass in a sling. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to or anything. I just said I don't like BFF.
Don't you think it's legitimate to say we don't like the term BFF?
Yes. You don't have to graphically tell me why. You can just say it sounds like a sex act. How about that?
I think it's important to say which one. Nonetheless, Kim just responded on Instagram to Katie's In Touch interview in which Katie said she doesn't understand why Kim and the rest of the Kardashians are famous. Katie said, I think it's mostly teenage girls that are interested. That is shocking, shocking information. Katie Couric shows what a blithering idiot she truly is. The Kardashians, whether you like them or not, Phil, are popular because people love feeling rather superior to them. They've got a lot of money, but they're not very sophisticated. They have a lot of things, but they don't seem to necessarily know what to do with them. They're involved in a lot of very shallow efforts because they're not really conscious of the largest social issues. They're an interesting train wreck. They're not just a train wreck. They're a beautiful train wreck filled with beautiful freaks. They're filled with these marvelous mutations, freaks and mutants that cause us to want to touch ourselves. I don't know.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Margaret, one of the things you're going to need to do, all right?
Can you just tell me that you like or you don't like an article that or something I did? Don't give me all kinds of advice.
Well, I'm going to have to give you advice. One of the things you're going to want to do is when you're done doing your story, well, you don't wrap it up by saying, I don't know, you know, I don't know. Because what's happening there is it sounds like you've done half of a story and I got to finish it up.
Well, what didn't I finish?
Well, the Kardashians are beautiful mutants that make us want to... They're freaks that make us want to touch ourselves.
She didn't go bitching it. She didn't butcher it up.
Yeah, I think I said it like my lips aren't malformed.
We'll see you Monday, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Thanks to the whole crew, Da Global in D.C. Thanks to all you guys in Denver. Thanks to all of you guys, our subscribers, our listeners. Thank you.